Glad to be here. I was praying for this morning, and the verse that I was praying about is in Acts chapter 6, where it talks about, it's actually in my, every morning when I get up, the first thing I do is I fill up a sheet of paper that says God. And I have my reading plan for the day. And then I typically read 4 chapters every day. But on a Monday, I'll probably read between 15 to 20 chapters, which is my day off, just to immerse myself in the Word. And this morning, I was reading Acts chapter 6. And I will typically scan a psalm, a book in the New Testament. It's a reading plan. And then I'm in Isaiah chapter, I think I'm in Isaiah 26 and 27 this morning. But what jumped out was the pages was Acts chapter 6. Speaking of Stephen, who, as you know, was the deacon that they assigned when the Hellenistic Jews were complaining about the distribution of food. And the significance and the importance of your role in administration cannot be highlighted other than, just to give you a big, brief history of my own journey in history in Victory. I've been a member of Victory since 1986. So I arrived at Victory when it was a very, very small church. In fact, the church was in Makati. At that point, they had planted the church from U-Belt, had planted the church in Makati. And it was a pioneering church. It was literally a struggle every year to pay people. Many times, the last people that got paid were the pastors. And very often, that will come towards the end of December, where it gets very, very stressful, because that's the month that Pastor Steve has to go home to the States and raise his own salary, his own support. And many times, in the early days, you will find the pastors at that time were not what they are today. They were in their 20s. So I was one of the older people in the movement. And pretty much that's the history for a very, very long time. I think sometime in the 1990s, nag-improve ng konti, but not that much. A lot of the improvement came really with this building. Many people don't know that when we started building this building, there were only 4,000 people in Victory. So this was in 2002. So if you look at the trajectory from 2002, 2003, this building was built in 2003. At that time, there were roughly about 5,000 people in the entirety of Victory to build this building. Okay, but in 2003, April of 2003, all this time, my journey has been, I'm a member of the church, and I was a fluke. What that means is I was one of the few weird ones. What that actually means is they ordained me as a member of the apostolic team, but I wasn't in full-time ministry. So I was living, for lack of a better description, a dual life. I was part businessman and part member of the team. So I knew the inner workings of Victory, but I didn't know the day-to-day. Does that make sense? I mean, you could be a member of Victory, and you know what makes Victory Victory, but if you're not here, you don't know the day-to-day. So I had no idea about the day-to-day of Victory until I went into full-time ministry, which was, a lot of people don't know this, I only went into full-time ministry in 2003. Okay, I remembered very vividly the meeting I had with Pastor Steve on my first day on the job. And I asked him, because I had, at this point, we had merged the Makati Church with the Galleria Church and planted this church and shut down the Makati Church. And I had stepped off as the senior pastor of the Makati Church, which is the first job that I stepped out of. Okay? I've been stepping out of jobs for the last 13 years, okay? 11 years. And I remember in this room, I asked him, can I see the 201 files of the church, the staff? And he said, "What is that?" I said, "That's the file of all the employees, because you have approximately at that time, I think there were about 80 employees in Victory." And he said, "I don't think we have that." I said, "Who knows that?" I said, "Well, your HR manager should know that." And then he said, "What is that?" Okay, so this is history. I said, "That's your human resource department. When you have 40 employees, you should have that. Because if you don't have that, you and I are going to be doing all that stuff rather than doing what we're supposed to be doing, which is making disciples." And that began really the seeds of, we need an HR department. I said, "When Luther Mancao comes back from Africa, you're going to attend to that." And ironically and sadly, a few weeks, months after that, maybe a year thereafter, pastor's kids started getting sick, and some of them actually died. And it highlighted the importance and the significance of administration. It really changed my personal job description, because for a long, long time, I was actually in the office where Bishop Manny was. And we were, at that point, re-engineering, really, a lot of the way Victory was working. And that's when Gigi Concepcion came on board. That's the beginning also of the days when we started the comms department. It was a two-man team. It was Pastor Ado, myself, and Pastor Carlos, the three of us. But that reason why I only said two is because I had multiple jobs, okay, apart from the things that I was doing. But the point in saying that is the significance and the importance of what you do cannot be underestimated. In fact, it should be highly valued. Having said that, because I believe that that's extremely important in doing the for the ministers, primarily so that the ministers can do what they do best. So that's my short journey. I am not an administrator by any sense of the word. I actually will probably die if you made me an administrator. However, I do have a very high regard, appreciation, and an understanding of administration, having run my own companies. I understand what makes it work. I understand its importance. I understand why it's extremely important. If you come to my office, there's not a single paper on my desk. My goal every day is how to get rid of paper, get rid of things to do. But that's why I believe in administrators. In fact, in a local church, one of the first things I did at the fort was fix the administration, so that I can step off and do what I do best, which is leadership, and allow the church to grow administratively, because you can't function. When I walked in here, I had a bag which is my lunchbox. I write everything I eat every day. It's funny, okay? That's one of my disciplines, is I write what I eat. I write, the first thing in my list is apple cider vinegar, which goes into my system. And then I drink two glasses of water, and you just saw me take some enzymes. And I've got a weird way of handling my body. But the point being, a lot of that's not going to happen if I didn't have a wife that knew how to administrate. So that's the extent of my... you can switch this off. I'm not using this. The extent of my understanding of... how long am I speaking here? 3 hours. Okay. All right. Can you switch this off? Tatlo lang, when I look at administration, ministry, when I look at my own life, when I look at my marriage, when I look at my personal affairs, it boils down to really one word. And that word is leadership. When you run your department, when you run your family, when you run your company, when you run whatever it is you're running, at the end of the day, it's about leadership. If nobody leads, nothing happens. If nobody makes the decisions, it's not about the popularity, it's not about it's about leadership. In your own personal life, if you didn't lead yourself here, it won't happen. Whatever it is you're doing, it boils down to this. When I'm dealing with problems in an organization, I do this. At this stage in my life, I've done it in 5 different continents. leaders of very large movements. I have visitors right now from a church of 3,000 churches worldwide, and I've become their consultant. And my opening salvo to anybody is 100% of your issues is because of your leadership. Okay? The minute you see a problem in a department, the minute you see a problem in your life, the minute you see a problem in anything you're doing, it's largely because of your leadership. So if you see good things, it's largely because of leadership. In fact, I dare say it's 100% of your issues is a leadership issue. And 80% of that 100% is senior leadership. Okay, so let's say you are the head of the Department of Human Resource. Pag nagka-problema yan, ikaw yun. Don't point to anybody, that's you. Okay? Whatever problem you have, your operations, pag nagka-problema yan, ikaw yun. Don't think it's someone else, it's not. Pag nagka-problema yung pamilya ko, hindi yung asawa ko yun, hindi yung anak ko yun, ako yun. Pag nagka-problema yung misis ko sa kusina niya, hindi siya yun. Okay? It's always gonna boil down to leadership, because that's the job of leadership, is to create that atmosphere. And if you're not creating that and you don't know how, the thing you need to understand is probably you're not supposed to be the leader. Fair enough? Okay, so as a leader, ano ba yung nanap mo? So if I'm helping somebody lead, the first thing I tell them, and you know this because you've all read the book, I suppose, but, and I'm just giving you a review, is character. Bakit pinaka-importante yan? Because pag dyan ka pumaltok, kahit gano'ng ka-successful ka, it's just a matter of time before you fail, because your character will bleed at some point in an area of your life. So you're always checking that. No? As a staff, as an individual, the outcomes of your life is largely because of the character of your life. Okay? Which means, where do you spend your time? Do you spend time with God? How's your relationships? And yung mga character. Whenever I consult or coach a pastor, I always spend time with the wife and the children. And many times they'll ask me, you came here and you're spending time with our wife and children. Yes, because I can tell what kind of a person you are. I already know you by just spending time with your children. Kilala na kita eh. Alam ko na kung ano ka. Diba? Because the outcomes of your lives is ultimately there. Diba? And that the character that your children have are not the things you teach. They're basically what they copy from you. They're just watching you and they're just copying the way you behave, and they're going to behave that way. So you're always checking character. No? And I'm going to take a short, because this is really not my point. I'm just making this point because the other points I'm going to make will not make sense if I don't make this point. Okay, so character is so critical. Okay, and then your calling is critical. Clear ba sa'yo kung ano yung calling mo? Because you're going to struggle and you might be wanting something that you're not supposed to be doing. So as a leader, I need to keep checking I'm not called to be an administrator. I'm not trying to be an administrator. I have a deep appreciation for administrators, because I know I cannot fulfill my calling if I don't have them. Make sense? I'm not trying to be a woman and be my wife. I'm trying to be a leader who loves my wife. Because, in other words, I need to be clear. Yung pinaka-importante sa isang leader, sa isang tao, in fact, as you get older, it becomes a game of clarity. Okay? You're constantly clarifying, constantly making clear ano ba talaga yung mga dapat gawin, ano ba yung hindi dapat gawin, ano ba yung dapat itapon. Okay? As I get older, a lot of what I do is ano ba yung kailangan kong alisin. Okay? For one, taba ng talangka. Okay? In other words, ang dami mong, in other words, as you get older, it becomes a game of what has to be removed rather than what has to be added. Okay. In fact, the smartest leaders are the ones who are so focused because they're so good at what they do, because yun lang ginagawa nila. Diba? So clarity is very important. Calling is important. And part of the way you know your calling is your capabilities. Kung hindi mo nagagawa, it's either of two things. It's either hindi yan yung calling mo, or yan yung calling mo pero kulang ka dyan sa area na yan, kailangan mo ng coaching at training. Got it? So ito lang yung checklist na ginagamit ko. No? You're supposed to, may calling ka, pinakasalan mo yung isang tao, di may calling ka ng asawa. Pag hindi mo nagagawa yan, it's either kamali ka doon sa pinakasalan mo, okay? Or kulang ka pa sa training. Diba? So kailangan kang mag-improve dun sa capabilities mo. And then you're always looking at your chemistry. Diba? Sino ba yung mga kasama mo? When I look at leadership, I'm always trying to create an environment, a chemistry that's wholesome, fun, high productivity. Yun yung tinatrabaho ko. When I wake up in the morning, that's what I'm looking at. Nasaan yung chemistry? Am I making things clearer for people? Or if I'm just leading yourself, kasi yung leadership, iba-ibang levels, pero yung level na nililid mo yung sarili mo. Diba? So I have to be clear at my level. If I'm leading the fourth staff, I have to be clear. I have to look at the characters. I have to look at the calling. Diba? Sa tingin ko, hindi yung trabaho mo. Tingin ko, ito yung dapat mong gawin. Okay? So, why is this important? The importance of this is because leaders essentially build two things. And if you can do these two things, you're going to have a successful department, successful life, successful marriage, successful ministry, pretty much. And when I say successful, I don't mean high productivity. I mean high productivity, healthy, di ka nagkakasakit, di ka nagbe-burnout, nakangiti ka, para ka nagsasayaw. Okay? In other words, parang paano niya ginagawa yun? Ang dami niyang ginagawa, pero nagagawa niya lahat. Because ito yung naiintindihan niya as a leader. Na pag naiintindihan mo to, di ba, it really becomes a template. When you wake up in the morning, you already know, okay, ito yung gagawin ko today. Okay? And those two words are the words culture and structure. Ito yung template para mabilis. Kumbaga, if I'm diagnosing something or I'm operating something, I'm only looking at three things. Leadership that knows how to build culture and knows how to build structure. Kung nagagawa niya yan, tatakbo yan. Okay? Tatakbo yan. In fact, tatakbo yan. Hindi yan tatakbo yan. Tatakbo yan in a healthy way. Culture is what is often referred to as the spirit. When you say the culture of the Philippines, the spirit of the Philippines, and structure is often referred to as the body. Okay? Otherwise, if it's being taught by a theologian, he will say it is the power and it's the form. If it's being taught by a pastor, it is the wine, it's the wineskin. But in a general sense, it really is about the spirit and the body. Okay? You are a spirit being with a soul in a body. Tama? So what drives you, if you are a spirit without a body, you are a ghost. Tama? If you are a body without a spirit, you are a corpse. So, ganun lang kasimple yun, diba? It's either you are a ghost or a corpse. Or you are a embodiment of what needs to be fulfilled. Kaya mong gawin yung dapat mong gawin. Pag puro ka spirit, diba? Kumbaga, another illustration would be electricity or power without the light bulb. Kung meron kang kuryente pero walang bumbilya, useless. Kung meron kang bumbilya pero walang kuryente, useless pa rin. So you need both. And this is what you're doing. This is what I do, by the way. This is all I do every day. Okay? This is what I do for my family. This is what I do for my church. This is what I do for my whatever I'm doing. Is I'm only taking care and making sure the culture is healthy. Because if the culture is healthy and the structure is able to repeat that culture, success will come. Fair enough? You apply this to your department, you apply this to your own life, you apply this to anything, it'll work. Ito yung template. Ito yung, kumbaga, ito yung muscle of a leader. Whether you're running a church of 3,000 churches, running a church of the fourth of 15,000, running a service of 4,000, running a department of 3 people, running a family of 5 people, whatever it is you're running, you're doing this. Ito yung dinidipstick mo palagi. What is the culture? And do they have the structure to keep repeating that? If you look at our nation, a big part of the problem is what? The culture. In other words, kasi diba, there's a culture that is a tendency to not come on time, diba? Not be excellent, take the path of least resistance, yung pwede na yan, di ba? So, those are cultural things. Pag hindi mo inayos yon, hindi magbabago yon. So, yun yung inaayos mo. For example, a lot of people come to Victory and say, I love this church. You go to another church. Why are those other churches not like this church? Anybody? They don't have that culture. Most of the time, when people email me, Pastor, explain to me the structure of Victory. Diyan sila palagi nag-uumpisa. Hindi lang naiintindihan, this is 70% of the business and this is 30% of the business. Kadalasan yung tao, ano ba yung structure ninyo? Ano ba yung systems ninyo? They don't realize, no. That's not what drives that. What drives that is something else. It's a culture. Okay? It's a power. It's a way of doing life. That's just the way we are. That culture, pag wala siyang structure, hindi mo siya mauulit-ulit. Kung meron ka nito, may bumbilya ka, o meron kang dam, di ba? Marami kang tubig, pero wala kang fire hydrant. In other words, wala kang pagdadaanan, wala kang hose, wala kang mga tubo. Useless lahat yung tubig mo. In fact, dangerous yung tubig mo dahil pag nabuwag yun, patay ka yung lahat. Because you didn't build the structure. So as a good leader, you're constantly doing this and remembering that 70% of the culture, 70% is that. Yan ang binabantayan mo. More than that. Now, please realize that that's also important. It's never about balance. Don't ever think in terms of balances. Kasi hindi siya balansyado. You got it? It's like ministry. You only preach once a week for 90 minutes, but that's the focal point of the entire ministry. You get it? Don't think balance. Most people think balance. It's not balance that you're working on. You're working on that. So, hindi yan balansyado. You don't spend 30% on your body. You don't exercise. Very few people run 160 kilometers. Okay? That's my point. That's not... baka calling niya yun. Di ba? Pero hindi mo calling yun. To stay healthy, you need very little exercise. You need consistent exercise, but you probably need very little exercise. Got it? In fact, you also need very little food. That's the truth. To run your body, you need a lot of culture. You need a lot of spirit. Ito yung kailangan mong ayusin. Now, in order to fix culture, you're really dealing with three things. Values, vision, language. Over time, equals culture. If you want to create a culture, whatever culture it is you're trying to create, yan ang dinideal mo. The values, the vision, and the language. What is Philippine culture? Philippine values, Philippine way of seeing life, and Philippine language. Over time, it becomes culture. Why is culture powerful? It is the thing that you do without thinking. That's culture. Yun yung ginagawa mo na hindi mo iniisip. You think about the Philippines and the things that we do without thinking. Our country, culturally, is very dramatic. Diba? Pag kinorek mo yan, magdadrama yan. Meron ka lang nasabi, ma-offend yan. That's cultural. In the Japanese culture, there's very little drama. Kaya pag pinanood mo yung mga TV show nila, walang drama. Hindi nakakaiyak, hindi nakakatawa. Kaya kito, pag patawa sila, slapstick palagi. Inodoro, di ba? Because why? Because wala silang drama eh. But that's why when they produce, malayo sila sa atin. Kasi yung isang tao, pag sabi mo, ililipat muna kita sa kabilang department, ha? Drama na yan. Because that's cultural. Get it? Nasabihan mo lang ng konti, drama na. Culture is very important because it determines your level of increase and productivity. Culture is what you value. In this country, we value emotions and drama more than the more important values. Nauuna siya. Kaya nangyayari, nasabihan mo lang, sama na ang loob sa'yo. So, nadi-delay. Imbis na bumibilis yung production, bumabagal. Kasi yung value, eh paano hindi magiging value yan? Balit na bata pa, puro drama na pinapanood. Teleserye na, di ba? Mula tanghali hanggang gabi. Can you imagine? And what is the highest rating shows in this country? Korean pa, ini-import pa. Dati ginagawa, ngayon ini-import pa. Hindi pa nakontento. Umi-import pa from Korea, umi-import pa from South America. That's culture. That's your value system. Your values will create your vision. It's the other way around. Most people think it's vision and values. It's not. It's actually values create vision. Vision never create values. Sometimes it can. Rarely does it correct great values. Companies, big companies will talk about vision and values because they don't have a choice. In other words, if you're a big organization, you have to talk vision and values because you can't start with values because the chief value of any for-profit organization is what? Profit. Okay, so in other words, they can't tell you that. Okay, they can't tell you, hey, our old existence is so that we will have profit so we can give more dividends to our shareholders. That's the chief value of every organization. That's why they will flip that and they will first talk about vision. Hello? But we're not a for-profit organization, so we don't talk vision first. We talk about the real values. But the fact of the matter is, vision does not create value. Values create vision. Let me give you an example. I never liked dogs. I actually hated dogs. Okay, I don't like them because they bark, they poop, they pee, they scratch. They do everything that I don't like. About 4 years ago, I decided to buy my wife a dog. And I ended up falling in love with the dog. And now he sleeps beside me. Literally, as in literally sleeps beside me. In fact, last night, he was sleeping in between my wife and I. Okay? My values changed, and because my values changed, now I see things I never saw before. Now I see pet toothpaste, pet cushions, pet mattress, pet blank. I'm seeing things I never saw before, not because they weren't there, but because my values were not there. When your values are clear, you see things. Like, for example, excellence is a value to me. That's why I always end up, Ronel, lika dito, baloktot yung bakal sa bubong. Ronel, hindi bilog yan. I will see things other people won't see because that's a value for me. I can see the dust here. I'll see that. Mayet always tells me, how did you see that? Because that's a value to me. I'll see that mistake. Because excellence is a high value to me. If I'm going to do something, I'm going to do something excellent because I know also that people are attracted to excellence. And if I want to attract more people to the kingdom of God, I have to be excellent. It's just the way it is. In other words, between a dirty restaurant and a clean restaurant, people will go to the clean one. If they can afford it, right? It's that simple. In other words, if you look to go to an ugly place and a nice place, you'll go to the nice place. It's just common sense. You don't even need to be, you don't need that. That's just common sense. People will default to values. Why? Why is values the thing that creates culture? Because Jesus said so. He said, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. In other words, you'll have to rewire the human heart to change this game. And you can't because you didn't do the wiring Jesus did. Okay, so in other words, you don't have a choice. The natural outcome of a person, I'm starting a new blog series in 2 weeks. It's called The Values-Driven Heart. It may be a purpose-driven life, but it's definitely a values-driven heart. What drives you is not your purpose. What drives you are your values. That's just the way it is. Whether you like it or not, I'll dare say 100% of the decisions you make every day knowingly or unknowingly, are based on your values. Where you spend your time, where you spend your energy, where you spend your what you read, you did that because you value that. Whether they're wrong or they're right, you did that because you thought that was the one that was valuable. So if people don't go to your church, it's because they don't see the value in going to your church. Right? Okay. And if they keep coming to your church, that means they see the value. Tama? By the way, you can stop me anytime, huh? If you have a question. The point is, kaya powerful yung values, kasi yung values, pag tinamaan mo yan, kahit anong mangyari, gagawin niya yan. Kasi nakikita niya yung values. Eh. Automatic siya. In fact, Jesus in Matthew 6 says, you cannot store for yourselves treasures on earth where rust and moth destroy, but you store treasures in heaven. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And 3 times he repeats this word treasure, really emphasizing the whole essence of values. He caps it this morning. This morning I was in my garden looking at the birds in light of Matthew 6. Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor store in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. How much more valuable are you than these? That's the ending of the explanation in Matthew 6. The whole conversation was values. And you'll never understand real values if you don't even understand how valuable you are. Look at the birds of the air. Change your perspective. Don't look at the problems of the day. Don't worry about that long schedule. Don't worry about the banquet tonight. Don't worry about the amount of money you have to raise for the building. Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap and store in barns. Do you still have the time to listen to the chirping of a bird? When was the last time you did that? I actually do that every day in light of what Jesus said. And I look at the birds and I say, itong mga to, wala namang ginagawa ito. Nabubuhay ito mga to. How much more valuable am I in this? In other words, do you understand how valuable you are? Because your personal culture is rooted in you understanding how valuable you are. Your personal culture, the way you behave, the way you carry yourself, the way you project yourself, the way you treat other people is largely dependent on how valuable you see yourself. Kaya powerful yung ano eh. Bakit yung Pinoy medyo inverted yung values? It's most likely because they don't see how valuable they are. After being treated for many, many generations that wala ka, Pinoy ka lang, wala ka pupuntahan, di ba? It's not because of the way they're treated. It's because your mindset has led you to believe that that's your value level. You change that, you change your behavior, you change your culture, you change everything. Okay? Kaya very critical. Yes?
Can you state a situation or a culture that you've tried to change, and how did you talk to people or core people to help you implement that change?
Now we're talking. Okay? Yan yung mga tanong. Okay? Because the hardest thing to change, the hardest thing to do is to change culture. In a sense, that's what Victory is trying to do, is change the culture of this nation. That is next to impossible. Why? Because you're changing what? And why is it difficult to change values? Because it is what? It is valuable. In other words, if I wanted to change Kathy's value, that's her value, hold that, I want to take that away from her, I can't. That's valuable to her. The more I try to take it, the more she's going to hold on to it. Why? Because it's valuable to her. That's why you can't change culture, precisely because you talk about drama. You say that to your mother-in-law, you're going to have a fight. Because that's valuable to her. So the mistake of a leader is he will go top-down and say, you need to do this. No. How do you change a culture that somebody values? By coming up with a better value. This is better. And have the language and to be able to present the vision of that value. And then what happens is, as you keep presenting that new value, that new vision, in a language that he understands, what's he going to do? He's going to let go of that value and he's going to embrace in that. Now you're moving culture. This is leadership. This is good leadership. Bad leadership is telling your children, do this, do that. No, no. Show them why you want to behave this way. For example, my kids will say, why do you want to us to eat on time with you? Because I want to show you how to eat when you're going to eat with presidents. Because if you don't know how to do that, I can't bring you to where I'm going. You're not going there. You don't have my values. Why do you want me to get dressed every time we eat? Because if you're going to learn how to be respectable in others, you're going to have to be dressed every time you eat. Because the people understand that it's an honorable moment to get dressed when you're eating. And if you want to be a person of value and you want to impact culture, you need to do that. Why is it that you're always the last guy who eats at the buffet in every occasion? Because you're a leader. Because you want to show people that I'm not the one who's hurrying up to get what I need. I don't need that. I can actually lose all of this. It doesn't matter because the values are not this. The values are in my heart. And they're very, very clear to me. So you cannot undervalue me by firing me. Because if you fire me, I'll just create new values. Because the values are not here. The values are here. Changes the game. Changes everything. In fact, people will want to hire you. Because they're going to say, can you be a member of my board? Can you be a member of this? Can you be a member of this? I can't. I don't have time. I only have one body. Sorry. But why are they doing that? Because the value is high. The higher the value gets. So the same with victory. You want victory to grow. You don't have to grow it. Create value. Somebody was asking me, you know, their church in Indonesia, they're saying is this. I said, it's very simple. Make your church bigger than all the other churches and everybody will copy you. Why? Because everybody values a big church, right? So you don't even have to convince anybody. Just create value. People are saying, okay, they don't have campus ministry. Okay, let's make one. And we're now the second largest campus ministry in the movement, considering we don't have the most number of campuses. Just create value. Every time you create value, you're creating culture. Ganun lang siya kasimple. So every time you think about for your employee, you want your employee to follow, you create value for her. When I first took over the fort, the first thing I told my staff is I want all of you to be here on time. Don't want you to be late. And here's the reason why. It's because we owe it to the people who attend our services, number one. Number two, so that you can all go home on time. Because we have families and that's more valuable than this. And if you don't come to work on time, we won't be able to work together on time. We're not going to produce the right things and we're going to end up late because we're going to have to wait for you by the time you get here. That's culture. That's leadership. That's your job. Your job is to create a healthy culture. I remember 5 years into that, the wives, we had a Christmas party, and the wives came to me and said, we want to personally thank you. Five of them came to me and said, why? Because our husbands have lives. In other words, you created value for him. They're not going to leave you. They're going to want to work for you. They're going to recruit people for you. You're always thinking, how do I make less work for these people? How do I create a healthy culture that produces more without burning people out? It's good leadership, isn't it? Think about this. If you had a guy that you were working for that thinks that way, wouldn't you want to work for him? Of course you would. Okay? Because why? Because where your what? Your treasure is, okay? He's giving me more time. He's giving me more value. He's making me enjoy life. Of course I'll work for him. Jesus said, you cannot serve both God and money. Essentially, defining the two highest values on earth. This is still Matthew 6. The two highest values on earth are God and money. Tama? What was he doing? He was calibrating the hearts of these disciples and saying, do you know that money is not as valuable as God? And some Christians will say, you know, I don't really value money over God. Before you say that, ask yourself this question. Do you believe that if you had more money, you'd have less problems? And don't answer that here. Answer that when you're lying down in bed, before you go to bed. What's the first thought that hits you? Because that's your value. When you wake up in the morning, am I going to have enough money today? Okay, or have you looked at the birds? Because those are values. The discussion here is values. These are heart issues. This is actually rather fundamental. The clearer this gets to you, the clearer you're going to build culture. Because people will follow where the values are. We're just here, okay? I don't know if we're going to make it in 3 hours to here. Because this conversation is a long each of these conversations are long conversations. Structure, by the way, is organization, system, and process. If culture is values, vision, and language, structure is organization, system, and process. You have a spirit in a body. Your body has a structure, a bone structure that contains endocrine systems, respiratory systems, digestive systems, immune systems. You got all kinds of circulatory systems, all kinds of systems that overlap on each other. Within those systems are processes that make you execute the same thing over and over and over again. The job of leadership is to create that and side by side create that, so that you can keep repeating it. When you're running a department, you're running worship services, you're running a volunteer ministry, you're running a construction, it's pretty much that. Okay? That's what you're doing. You're constantly making sure everybody understands the values. When I walk into the building and I talk to the janitors, I'll tell them why this is important. I just don't tell them to clean it. I tell them why it's important. When we started here, I told the original janitors here, way back, there was no buildings in the fort. Here's the reason why you need to clean every slot of that escalator. Every slot. You better clean it. Here's the reason why. Okay? Because the presidents of corporations and the president of the Philippines will one day step in here. And those guys, they'll see that. They will see it. You won't, they will. Because those guys did not get there. They got there because they see these things. And if you want those guys in your church, you better make sure there's not one failing light bulb because they'll see it. Trust me. They'll see it. Okay? When I started children's church, I told the children, you better be the best children's church because the highest value of every family is their children. And I'll tell you what they're thinking of. Because I'm thinking the same thing. What kind of saliva are in the toys that my children are playing with? Because I know the first service had an 8 and a 10, and I'm in the 12. They're thinking that. You're not, they are. They're thinking of that. And by the way, you should think about that. Because you don't want strep throat in your children because some guy down there did not think to wash have three sets of toys that they're washing in cycles to make sure there's no bacteria there. This is good leadership. Hello? In other words, good leadership is constantly thinking value. You're not waiting for an accident to happen. You're thinking, how do I create even greater value? So much so that one time a guy came here, an expat came, I think it was the senior vice president of Coca-Cola. And he actually bought a bacteria strip and tested one of our toys, and it came out negative. And he started telling his friends, you need to go to that church. That church is incredible. And you don't have to be rich, by the way, to do this. It's not about being rich. It never was, and it never will be. It's about culture. It's about values. So, you can't serve both God and money. And then he says, isn't life more important than food? These are the universal values of mankind. Jesus is actually outlining, do you know that God is more valuable? By the way, he didn't say money is not valuable. Huh? Ang sabi niya, God is more valuable. At the end of Matthew 6, he actually says, if you get your values right and seek first the kingdom of God, I will add all these values to you anyway. So he's not against these. He's actually for this if you understand how to weigh things of value. Kung naiintindihan mo kung ano yung mas importante, pati yan sa'yo yan. Makukuha mo lahat yan. Liwanagin mo lang, di ba? Kung malinaw ba sa'yo kung ano yung valuable at hindi. Because that's what's gonna shape that. All cultures. Your department's culture, your corporate culture, your family culture, your personal culture is gonna be shaped by what you value. Because the what you value is the way you see life. Makikita mo, that's not in place. That should go there. That's not in place. That should go there. That's not the right person. That should go there. That should go there. Because your values are right. Somebody was telling me, okay, how do you reset the department? Okay? I'll get there. Dating na tayo, palapit na tayo sa mahabang sagot ito sa maikli mong tanong. Okay? Diba? Isn't your body more valuable than clothes? So Jesus here outlines the six universal values of mankind. He tells you, ito yung sa ayaw at sa gusto mo, believe it or not, pastor ka o hindi, yan ang iniisip ng tao. Somebody once asked me, how did you discover that? Because I've been pastoring since 1989. And every week, I get hundreds of prayer envelopes. And every time I read those prayer envelopes, they end up in those six categories. Prayers about God, suke, life, that which has breath, or relationships, broken marriages, broken relationship with father and son. It's always about heal this, heal that. It's all about life, relationships. It's all about health, body, diabetes, cancer, headache, sipon. It's all about money. It's all about tuition, rent, mortgage. It's all about food and fulfillment. I'm not fulfilled. I don't feel valued. That's fulfillment. Food, by the way, is fulfillment, comfort, and the things you enjoy. That's why people spend billions on movies. Why? It's enjoyable. If you're smart, you create a culture that's enjoyable because there's value there. Got it? Pag masyado kang bossy, hindi ka enjoyable, hindi healthy yung culture mo. Kasi valuable din sa tao yon. Ang problema natin, nauuna yon kuminsan sa Pinoy. Kaya pag Pinoy, di ba? Pag dinala mo yung Pinoy, sakay mo sa isang bus, culture test. Sakay mo sa isang bus. Isang Brazilian, isang Amerikano, isang Australian, isang Pinoy. Sabi mo, okay, you have a choice tonight. An NFL game, a soccer game, a rugby game, or a buffet. Alam mo na, kung saan pupunta yung tatlo, alam mo kung saan pupunta yung Pinoy. Yeah. Why? Because that's a chief value. Now, that's nice, but if you want to create a healthy culture, that's number five in the value scheme. Nababa siya. Ang pinaka-valuable si God, susunod, buhay ng ibang tao, relasyon, health, pera, number five ka. Pag inuna mo yung pera, number four ang binavalue mo. Mali yung value system mo. Yung kinikreate mong value system, mali. Hindi siya magiging effective. Pwede siya tumagal, pero mediocre siya. Hindi siya doon sa dapat sa pinaglalagyan niya. Because you haven't been able to build the right culture. And that's why, to build culture, you need to know what's valuable. Kasi yung values kasi, every time tama mo, by the way, this is how I preach every Sunday. If you listen to my preaching, there's something about God. There's something about my wife and my dog. There's something about health. Kaya gising yung tao. Bakit? Kasi valuable sa kanila yung pag sinabi mo sa kanila yun. Oh, there's something about Pixar. There's something about one of these. That's why you keep them awake. Because every time you talk to them like that, you're not talking to this. You're talking to that. You're hitting them there. Ting, ting, ting. Nagtataka siya. But pag nasasalta ito, pinakikinggan ko to. Because you're not talking to his head. You're talking to his heart. So when I'm leading staff, I'm not talking to their heads. I'm creating value. I'm showing them, ito yung value niyan. Ito yung ginagawa mo. Whether that's a volunteer, kasi sino pa yan? That's why my assistant, I'll sit her down. Mayet, ito yung ginagawa natin. Ito yung bakit natin siya ginagawa. Ito yung value niyan. That's why she loves working for me. You can offer her all the money you want, she ain't leaving. That goes for my driver who's been with me for 22 years. That goes for my gardener. Because when you create value, people stay. Because people are looking for a healthy environment. They're looking for a place. And that's your job. That's as we get bigger, that's each person's job here is to create that environment. Because the healthier that environment gets, the more people want to stay, the more people want to come, and you're going to attract the right people. Make sense? What time should I stop ba? 10, okay. So, rule number one in talking what you're saying, no? Hierarchy. God, life, body, money, food, clothes. Ang values may hierarchy yan. The very essence of value is hierarchy driven. Diba? Kasi halimbawa, para mo value yung Philippine peso, kailangan i-value mo yung Singapore dollar. The determination of lower values is determined by the highest value. Para malaman mo yung value ng Singapore dollar, kailangan mo yung value ng US dollar. Para malaman mo yung value ng US dollar, kailangan malaman mo yung value ng euro. Para malaman mo, kailangan malaman mo yung value ng British pound. Kailangan alam mo yung value ng gold. Pag hindi mo alam yung pinakamataas na value, hindi mo makukuha yung tamang value nung nasa baba. In a sense, to change the culture of our nation, you have to convince people that God is more valuable than drama. Or God is more valuable than food. Or God, in other words, not by imposing it, by declaring martial law, by presenting the value so well, they can see it in a language that they understand over time. They can feel the value that you're talking about. Then they're gonna let go. Kalokohan yan. Hindi pala dapat malate. Hindi pala dapat mag-absent. Hindi pala dapat magsinungaling. Hindi pala dapat magnakaw. Hindi pala dapat maging tamad. Bibitawan niya yan. Kaya matagal yan. Yung pagbabago ng culture, kaya magsasabi, next year, pag naging presidente si so-and-so, magbabago tayo. Hindi. Kasi yan ang kalaban mo. Yan ang inaayos mo. At pag yan hindi mo kayang gawin sa sarili mo, hindi mo kayang gawin yan sa isang departamento. At pag hindi mo kayang gawin sa isang departamento yan, hindi mo kayang gawin yan sa isang kumpanya. Pag hindi mo kayang gawin sa isang kumpanya, hindi mo kayang gawin yan sa isang city. And forget changing the nation. It's not happening. Got it? Okay, so, naiintindihan mo ba kung ano yung value system mo? Malinaw ba sa iyo na God is the supreme value? I'm not talking about ministry. I'm talking about God. Ministry is number 4 in my value scale. That's somewhere here. It's not my life. It's not my health. That's somewhere here. It's in the thing that fulfills me. Just to make clear. Okay? Now, I know my calling. But before I'm called into ministry, I'm first called as a human being glorifies God. Before I'm called into ministry, I have to be first called as a husband and a father. If I don't make that happen, if you go to my website, it doesn't say pastor first. It says follower of Christ, not minister of Christ, but the follower of Christ. I'm first a Christian, and then I'm a husband. It's my calling. And then I'm a father, and now I'm a grandfather. Doon pa lang papasok yung ministry. Number 4 pa lang siya. Malayo siya doon sa, kasi very valuable sa akin to. These do not even come close to that. In fact, many times, I've sacrificed these for that. That's how you know what's valuable when you give up something for something. I didn't sacrifice my business for ministry. I sacrificed my business for God. Not for ministry, for God, because I'm obeying Him. So it doesn't matter if I'm here or not here. This is not God. This is the ministry He's called me to. But this is not God. And I'm 58 next month. In another 10 years, God knows where I'll be. I might not even be here. But my values are intact. Get it? So an organization, ganun din yan. You create the value. The more you create that, palaki ng palaki yan. Paganda ng paganda yan. It doesn't become personality dependent. It becomes culturally strong. Kaya pag malakas yung kultura, kita mo ang daming high producers. Kasi lakas ng culture eh. Tama yung values, tama yung vision, tama yung language. Keep doing that over time. That's victory. 30 years of doing the same thing over and over again. Extend mo yan to another 30 years. Just stay that way and make it even better. Tataas na tataas yung value. The gospel is actually a values message. Most people are not aware of that. God, who is the most valuable, so valued you, He gave you Jesus, who was most valuable to Him. You are valuable not because you're valuable, you are valuable because God, who is the most valuable, so valued you, He gave you Jesus, who was most valuable to Him. You are valuable not because you're great, you're valuable not because you're smart, you're valuable not because you have a PhD, you're valuable not because of anything you've done, you're valuable simply because God, who is the most valuable, so valued you, He gave you what was most valuable to Him. In other words, you are the art piece that nobody liked. You're the painting that nobody wanted to buy. And the billionaire came in and said, I want to buy that for $3 million. All of a sudden, everybody in the gallery turned around, ganda pala niya na. Nobody liked it. In fact, it's ugly. But the billionaire wanted it. Your value is not because you're valuable to the degree that you understand how valuable God is and how much He values you, that He gave you what was most valuable to Him. To the degree that you understand that gospel on a daily basis is the degree that you're going to have value for yourself. It's actually the way out of poverty, the way out of everything. Kung naiintindihan mo na I'm valuable not because you value me, but because God, who is the most valuable, so values me, I walk in a very different way because it doesn't matter what you think. It doesn't matter how you feel. It doesn't matter what drama you have to throw at me. It really doesn't matter. Because God, who is the most valuable, so values me, He gave me Jesus, who was most valuable to Him. So what does that make me? Extremely valuable. So if I'm extremely valuable, then I behave in a way that's extremely valuable. I behave in a way that is representative of a king's son. Because, not because of me, but because of the way I'm valued. So the more you understand that, tatama yan. Pag tumama yan, tama yung susunod. Because I'm valuable, my wife's valuable. Not because of anything she's done. Not because she's giving me food. Because God values her. And God gave her to me. My children are valuable. I had dinner with my son last night. Why? Because he's valuable. And his wife's valuable. In the midst of my busy schedule, once a week, I'm trying to call one of these guys, hey, what are you doing today? Why? Because he's valuable. I don't even have to think about it. It's my what? My culture. That's just who I am. Why? Because that's my value system. So I'm trying to move a person from another department to another department. Do I tell... No, I'll probably take a few weeks, talk to her, why I need to move you, why I need to explain to you the value of why that's important. Why? Because life is valuable. Hindi ko bibiglayin yan. Uunti-untiin ko yan. Does that mean I won't change? No, I still have to make the changes, but it's couched in a different sort of culture, different way of doing it. I think I have 1 minute, okay? But point number one is values emanate from the heart. Point number two is they have a hierarchy. Diba? Hindi mo malalaman yung lower values. Kaya maraming, the world always values what? You go, punta ka sa mall, anong laman ng mall? Money, food, and clothes. But nandun lahat yung tao? Where their treasure is, there their heart will be also. Bakit tayo nasa mall? Para malipat natin sila sa God, life, and body. Diba? In other words, that's where their hearts are. If you look at this, the scripture bears out the way the world's playing. Ba't sila lahat nasa mall? Ba't pumipila sila doon? I love it when I come here on a Sunday, nakapila yung tao ang labas. Nag-aantay sila for the next service. Inaaway si Meg. Yan, inaaway yan. Linggo-linggo, inaaway si Meg. Nung Sunday, sino yung maaway sa'yo? Foreigner ba yung maaway sa'yo? Hindi, local. No? Dalawang inaaway siya kasi... hindi na sila pwede papasukin. Punong-puno na eh. Punta na kayo sa Treston, ipat na kayo. I love it. You know what that shows me? They're now lining up for what's really valuable. Churches should be like that. The value is so high that people are lining up. How many churches have you seen like that? Very few. But you start looking at Victory now, you go to Alabang, nakapila yung mga tao, nag-aabang, puta ka ng payan, nakapila yung mga tao, nag-aabang, yung singles nila, nag-aabang yung mga tao, di ba? Bakit ba hindi ako makuha ng upuan? Parang last pool show, di ba? Hindi na ako pwede malate, di ba? That's what you want. You didn't create that because of your brand. You created that because of the value. What did you do? You fixed the preaching. You changed the organization. You changed the system. You changed the process. You created a way so that people can become better preachers. You built schools. Diyan na go overlap yan. Kaya maintindihan mo, ay, pala yung nangyayari dito. Ganun lang yan, mga kapatid. Leadership, culture, structure. When you get up, that's all. That's what you're looking at. Okay?